How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 15. At the beginning of the chapter, verse number 1, the Lord Jesus Christ here is with his church. They've been in the upper room. He's observed the Passover with his church. He's instituted the Lord's Supper for his church. And Judas has gone out to betray the Lord. And he deals with them and speaks to them about the care that they have, the fear that they might have. He begins to tell them things in advance of when it's going to happen. The Lord Jesus Christ, he knows what he has come to do. He seeks not to shy away from it in any way. He prepares his church for his death, for his departure from them for a short season. And he speaks to them great, great, wonderful words of his love and how it's manifested that we love him. We've seen that in chapter 14. And then we see in verse number 31 of chapter 14, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. So what he's been given to do of the Father, he is going to pursue that. He says, arise, let us go hence. And I've got that noted in my Bible here, that let us who claim the name of Christ, who have been saved by him, let us go, let us arise and go in the way of truth and life that is Jesus. And he says, let us arise, let us go hence. So now they're leaving that upper room, they're on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane, where our Savior will be betrayed. And he continues on to teach them things that they need to know and things that we need to know as the Lord's people, how the order is and who's in control and who is what place is each one of us in. He says here in chapter 15, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Branches that bring forth fruit must be pruned. And the purpose of that is that they might bear more fruit. Unfruitful branches are taken away. If there's life, it's by Jesus Christ. If you have life today, I'm talking about physical life, it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, the desire that we have, that I have, that we at Olmsted Baptist Church have for you, is that you might have spiritual life also through Jesus Christ. Without spiritual life, you will be cut off and taken away one day. Oh, but with salvation by Jesus, you can bear fruit to his honor and his glory. Oh, yeah, there will be pruning, but it will be a blessed thing, and you will be able to honor and glorify God through the Son in the way that the Lord has purposed and designed that it can be. He says here, now, ye are clean, verse number 3, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And so it's by the word that we are made clean. He says, abide in me. Abide. To live. We live in our abodes, as we say. It's the place where we live. Let us live in Christ. Abide in me and I in you. And that's essential. That is what salvation is the Lord living within us. The Lord Jesus living within the sinner that he has saved. The Spirit of God coming and visiting the sinner, showing him his need, showing him his sin, showing him his guilt, and then showing him Jesus Christ crucified for the salvation of his soul, for the forgiveness of his sins, for the granting to that sinner of everlasting life. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. We must abide in Christ for life. It is by Christ, not what we can do, but it is by the Lord Jesus Christ that we have life and that we can live, truly live, and of course by Him live eternally. Verse 5, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. And so the Lord makes it even more clear, we can't bear fruit by ourselves. And one that's seeking to have salvation by the works of the flesh is indeed doing that. They're living by themselves and unto themselves and in themselves. We can't do a thing outside of Christ. We cannot do a thing. We cannot bear one piece of fruit that is of value if we're not attached to the vine. He that abideth in me and I in him, we need that the Lord within us. Again, as I said earlier, that is salvation. The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. And that is the truth. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, so here's the counterpoint, he is cast forth as a branch. So now we have clarity. Unfruitful branches do not abide in Christ. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So we see here the Lord making it more plain that a branch that is not fitted to the vine is unto itself and will not bear fruit, and the life that it seems to have will be taken away and is withered, and they're gathered. That's the way it is in a vineyard or in an orchard. They're gathered and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And so they're good for nothing, and they are burned. This is the Lord speaking of how it is with sinners that are unrepentant, that did not receive the Lord Jesus Christ in his gospel for salvation, that they will burn eternally in hell and the lake of fire forever. In verse number 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Do you have the word of the Lord abiding in you? Those that are saved will. It's by the word that we know the Lord Jesus. It's by the word that we know our Savior. It's by the word of God, the Bible, the Scripture, that we know about the Savior and the salvation of our souls. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. One that has the word of God abiding in them, the word of the Lord abiding in them, knows the will of the Lord, has an understanding, not just a superficial knowledge of some passages of Scripture, but digging into the Word of God and having the mind of God, if you will, in them. That's the reason that it's so important that this Scripture, this Bible, not be denied. There are critics of the Scripture today that say that it doesn't mean what it says, that it is just a guideline, or that it is all spiritualized, or that there's a hidden meaning in all of it. And there are those that some religions that purport that the Bible just cannot be understood, and they encourage those that follow them to allow that leader in their organization to instruct the people what the Bible says, rather than them reading it for themselves. We encourage and believe that the Word of God encourages that every child of God should read and learn and know the Scripture themselves. Jesus says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. That's partly how the Lord abides in us, is by us knowing what the Scripture says. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. There'll be an understanding of the way of the Lord, the will of the Lord. With the Word of God in us, we'll be in a situation to be less apt to ask amiss for just the consuming of something upon our lusts, as James tells us. And then in verse number 8, he says this, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. The disciples of the Lord will bear fruit. And the Father is glorified in this. Why? Because the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of men. And men hear the gospel, and the Spirit of God moves, and they're convicted, and they're saved by the Lord Jesus. And the salvation of sinners are a trophy of grace for the Lord. We are His workmanship, and we be found praising our Savior and honoring Him, in that we do magnify and praise the Father. It is the Father that sent the Son. And if we glory and praise and admire the works of the Son, His great salvation that He's bestowed upon us, we indeed do glorify the Father. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. The Lord Jesus' disciples will bear fruit, and it will be to His praise and His honor and His glory. It won't be an exclamation about what we have done. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name be honor, glory, and praise. And then he says here in verse number 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Oh, what a great statement that is. The Father ever loveth the Son. There is no break, no compromise. The Lord Jesus has never been a son that has caused hurt or shame to his Father by his wicked way. He is without sin. He is perfect. And he says here, as the Father has loved me, the Lord Jesus has loved us the same way. Yet our condition and our situation is such a contrast against the Lord's. And the Lord Jesus is perfect, and we are sinful. Praise God for His great love. He says, continue ye in my love. We should have this love one for another. I see that our time has passed for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.